Morning Watch, loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Week 5. Life's washing and love to maintain fellowship. Monday, related verses. John 13, verses 1, 3 through 5, and 8. Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come for him to depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the uttermost. Verses 3 through 5. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Verse 8. Peter said to him, "You shall by no means wash my feet forever." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." 1 Peter 5, verse 5. In like manner, younger men, be subject to elders, and all of you gird yourselves with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Romans 12, verse 10. Love one another warmly in brotherly love. Take the lead in showing honor one to another. 1 John 4, verses 11 through 12. Beloved, if God has loved us in this way, we also ought to love one another. No one has beheld God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. Related reading, John 13, verse 1 says that the Lord loved his own who were in the world, and that he loved them to the uttermost. Because of this love, the Lord washed the disciples' feet. Hence, the foot washing is a matter of love, a love to the uttermost. This shows the importance of foot washing. This is our uttermost need. Therefore, the Lord has to take care of this by showing us his love to the uttermost. When the Lord Jesus was about to wash his disciples' feet, he laid aside his garments. Garments here and figure signify the Lord's virtues and attributes in his expression. Hence, the laying aside of his garments signifies the putting off of what he is in his expression. The Lord washed the disciples' feet with water. Here, water signifies the Holy Spirit, the Word, and the life. The Lord washes us spiritually by the working of the Holy Spirit, by the enlightening of the Word, and by the operating of the inner law of life. In the Scriptures, each of these three items is symbolized by water. The Lord came through incarnation to bring God into us, and he went through death and resurrection to bring us into God. As far as our spirit is concerned, God has been brought into us by the Lord's coming, and we have been brought into God by the Lord's going. Yet as far as our physical body is concerned, we are still here on this earth. In our spirit, we have been joined to something heavenly, spiritual, and eternal, but in our body, we are still on the earth. In our spirit, the Lord has brought God into us and us into God. In our spirit, we are one with God, and in our spirit, we are in the heavenlies because we are in God. But in our body, we are still on earth. As far as our regenerated spirit is concerned, we are no longer the old creation, we are the new creation. However, as far as our body is concerned, we are still in the old creation and on the earth. Although we have the divine life and have become the church, we are still living in this fallen flesh on the earth. Through the earthly touch, we are often dirtied. In the ancient days of Judea, the people went almost everywhere by walking, by contacting the earth with their feet. Consequently, foot washing was a necessity for them. Spiritually speaking, it is the same for us. To be sinful is one thing and to be dirty is another. You may be absolutely sinless and yet be very dirty. Perhaps nothing is wrong, but you are dirty simply because of the earthly touch. We constantly touch the earth and this makes us dirty. As a result, much of the time we are not clean, therefore we need foot washing. The Jews washed their feet especially when they came to a feast. A feast is a center for fellowship. At that time, the Jews wore sandals, and since their roads were dusty, their feet easily became dirty. If, when they came to a feast, they would have sat at the table with dirty, outstretched feet, the dirt and smell would have frustrated the fellowship. Therefore, for a pleasant feast, they needed foot washing. When the guests were invited to a feast, where they fellowshipped with one another, they had to wash their feet before the fellowship. Without the washing, the fellowship would have been hindered. Before they could come together to feast and fellowship at the table, they had to be washed. Otherwise, they simply could not have had pleasant fellowship.